This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
6:08 on this Tuesday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie.
Hi, this is Bob Lance, manager of Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Ford Motor Company has the exclusive offer for Illinois Farm Bureau members. Get a $500 bonus cash savings off a vehicle MSRP towards the purchase or lease of any eligible Ford or Lincoln vehicle. Certain eligibility restrictions apply. See your Ford Lincoln dealer for complete details and qualifications. Join Montgomery County Farm Bureau today for this and other great benefits.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, make sure you get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers ag-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to 12 months. Ag Direct also features an easy application. It takes just minutes, and you can get a credit decision back in minutes, too. That means you can make the deal on the spot without having to call back or make a return visit. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, be sure to ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. So get a good deal on your equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie offers vaccines, and the best part, no appointment or prescription is needed. If you or a loved one are on Medicare, influenza and pneumonia vaccines will be billed at no cost to you. Michelle's Pharmacy also offers other adult vaccinations like Zostavax for shingles. Protect yourself today. Get your vaccination at Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie. Call Carlinville 854-4022 or Gillespie at 839-9901. Michelle's Pharmacy, where delivery to your home or office is always free.
First of all, in our farm news this morning, the DTN general opening call later today. Expect corn to open about a nickel higher, beans 18 to 21 higher, wheat 6 to 7 higher. The overnight crude oil market 9 cents lower at 94.67. Brent crude 57 cents higher at 112.14. The June gold contract $2.60 lower at $1,558.40. The U.S. dollar index, 0.031 lower at 80.576. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, May wheat closed at 5.97¾, up a nickel. July wheat closed at 5.98¼, up 1¼. September wheat closed at 6.12¾, up 1. May corn yesterday closed at 6.08, unchanged. July corn closed at 583, up 2. September corn closed at 514.5, up 3¼. May soybeans yesterday closed at 1390, down 14. July beans closed at 1387, down 19. August beans closed at 1372¾, down 20¾. May soybean meal yesterday closed at 406.80, down 42. July meal closed at 403.50, down 50. August meal closed at 394.90, down 61. May soybean oil yesterday closed at 50.80, down 110. July oil closed at 51.30, down 94. August oil closed at 51.50, down 95. May oats yesterday closed at 329.5, down 2.5. July oats closed at 328.5, down 3.5. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash grain report.
This is the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's grain market report. Illinois country grain prices were mixed late Monday afternoon, with corn and wheat closing slightly higher while soybeans were sharply lower. Another round of fund selling at the Board of Trade pushed soybean prices lower. The soybean crush report from the National Oilseed Processors Association was also considered bearish by traders, with 131.7 million bushels for the month of April crushed. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 2 cents stronger at 6.02 to 6.18, Soybeans are down 19 to 20 cents at 1362 to 1375. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn 2 to 4 cents higher at 604 to 630. Soybeans are down 19 to 21 cents at 1369 to 1391. Wheat closed unchanged to 2 cents higher at 570 to 597. Country grain dealers in the St. Louis market area quoted shell corn mostly 2 to 3 cents higher at 610 to 618. Soybeans are down 15 to 19 cents at 1365 to 1369. Wheat was mixed at 591 to 597. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed their producer corn market mix at 611 to 613. Soybean bids are down 15 to 19 cents at 1377 to 1389. New crop wheat was 1 to 3 cents stronger at 586 to $6. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market 1 to 2 cents lower at 625 to 627. These elevators lowered their soybean bids 15 to 18 cents, with quotations at 1393 to 1406. Soft wheat's down 6 cents at 610 to 611. Milo was mostly a penny stronger at 579 to 580. This is John Ray reporting for WSMI.
May hogs on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at 79.35, down 17. June hogs closed at 85.37, up 7. July hogs closed at 85.52, up 37. June cattle yesterday closed at 116.15, up a dollar. August cattle closed at 118.45, up 75. October cattle closed at 123.15, up 55. May feeder cattle yesterday closed at 149.42, down 27. August feeders closed at 157.20, down 27. September feeders closed at 158.50, down 12. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Market News Service with the closing livestock report. On the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report, barrels of gilts on a carcass basis ended 56 cents higher, with base price range of $70 to $78.50 and a weighted average of $74.59. The Illinois direct barrel and gilt market was steady today at $52 to $55. Receipts in Illinois, 12,783 head. The Illinois direct slaughter sows traded steady to a dollar lower, under 400 pounds, 40 to 43, 4 to 500 at 41 to 46. Over 500 pounds, $44 to $50, a few up to $52. Estimated receipts at 675 head. In the USDA National Carlot Pork Report, trading was slow with moderate to good demand and mostly moderate offerings. Calculations for 200-pound pork carcass was at $81.99. That's $1.44 higher. The estimated daily hog slaughter under federal inspection on Monday was 403,000. A week ago, 413,000. A year ago, 392,000. The estimated daily cattle slaughter under federal inspection on Monday was 127,000. A week ago, 119,000. A year ago, 130,000. And the USDA estimated box beef cutout values today, those values were higher to sharply higher on fairly good demand and moderate offerings. Choice carcasses gained $1.93 and closed at $191.03. Select carcasses were up $2.65 at $185.70. We had 146 fab loads and 37 trim loads. In the afternoon national slaughter cattle review on Monday, negotiated cash trade was mostly inactive on light demand in all the major feeding regions. Last week in the western corn belt, live sales traded from 120 to 121, with dress sales 190 to 194. And in the Illinois direct slaughter cattle market last week, that market was 50 cents to a dollar higher, at 121 to 123, mostly 123 on a live basis. This is Ken McFarland reporting for WSMI.
Spot prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, 134, up 2. For block cheese, 150 unchanged. For barrel cheese, 145 unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending yesterday, 1524. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for May, 603. For June, 588. Corn delivered to Scottville for May, 603. For June, 580. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for May, 1365. For June, 1377. And wheat delivered to Scottville for May, 577. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Once again, the pre-opening prices, corn at Greenfield and Scottville, $6.03. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $13.65. Wheat at Scottville, $5.77. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, by Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
What is farming smart? It means choosing seed that fits your operation's goals. Select hybrids and varieties of FS High Soy brand soybeans that are part of a comprehensive cropping plan. That's FS Seed and FS Green Plan Solutions from M&M Service Company. That's farming smart. And farming smart always begins with FS Seed. Talk to M&M Service Company today to learn how FS High Soy brand soybeans and FS Green Plan Solutions can maximize every one of your acres. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Carlinville Truck Equipment is the one name you need to know for truck and trailer repair. Plus, they have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. For help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, see Carlinville Truck Equipment. You can count on Norm Craze and his staff for fast, dependable service. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 1900 North University, Carlinville. Call 854-6706.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the low 80s and light east winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny skies, the high in the mid-70s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, clear to partly cloudy skies and warmer. Low temperatures in the low 60s, highs in the mid-80s. Right now, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure steady, our temperature 48 degrees. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. First of all, in our farm news today, the latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate reports pegs the year's soybean crop at 3.205 billion bushel. That's an increase of 149 million bushel from last year, but is not expected to keep up with export demand. Exports are projected to increase by 190 million bushel, with the crush use of soybeans increasing by 10 million bushel. According to American Farm Bureau Federation senior economist Todd Davis, that likely means ending stocks of soybeans will fall to just 145 million bushel, a 4.4% stocks-to-use ratio, or a mere 16 days of inventory at the end of the year. Davis says that will tend to be a bullish factor and should keep soybeans positioned as the market driver. The U.S. season average price for the 2012-2013 marketing year is forecast at $13 per bushel. That would eclipse the 2012 record of $12.35. The American Farm Bureau Federation senior economist Todd Davis says the latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report carried significant news on the corn side. The 2012 U.S. corn crop is projected at 14.8 billion bushel. That's a 2.4 billion bushel more than 2011 and would set a new record if realized. The current record set in 2009 is 13.09 billion bushel. The 2012 corn yield is pegged at 166 bushel per acre. Davis says that's due to the rapid pace of planting and crop emergence. Corn demand is up too. Feed use is projected up 900 million bushel, and exports are expected to increase by 200 million bushel. Davis says that production will outpace the stronger demand, which will likely result in lower prices, but he says it's those prices that will help fuel the robust demand at home and abroad. While it was just an estimate of U.S. corn production on Thursday, the Renewable Fuels Association says the latest supply-demand estimates report underscores the unique ability of American farmers to feed the world and help renewably fuel the nation. While the numbers could change from the 14.79 billion bushel projection, the RFA says it's clear that with normal growing conditions, farmers will continue to provide safe, reliable food and clean domestic fuel silencing the Chicken Littles that perpetually predict a shortage of corn and catastrophe in the grocery aisle. Right now, we'll take time for the weekly crop condition report from the United States Department of Agriculture. We join Brad Schwab.
Statewide temperatures were reported near normal, averaging 62 degrees, while rainfall accumulations came in at 67 one-hundredths of an inch, which was 34 one-hundredths below normal for the seven-day period ending May 13th. Drier conditions from the previous week provided 4.4 days suitable for field work, and topsoil moisture supplies are rated 2% very short, 10% short, 75% adequate, and 13% surplus. Subsoil moisture below the 6-inch profile was rated at 82% adequate or surplus, down 4 percentage points from last week. The wettest crop reporting district based on topsoil moisture supplies was the West Southwestern District, with a rating of 73% adequate and 25% surplus. Corn planting is nearing completion and now stands at 95%. This compares to 59% planted last year and 65% for the five-year average. Corn emergence advanced to 76%, and this compares to only 19% last year and 35% for the five-year average. The average height of all corn now stands at 5 inches. The crop reporting district leading the state in corn progress was the Eastern District, where 94% of the seed is sprouted and emerged. Soybean planting advanced 23 percentage points in just 1 week and now stands at 44% complete. This compares to 12% a year ago and 21% for the five-year average. 14% was reported emerged compared to 1% a year ago and 3% for the five-year average. The crop reporting district leading the state in soybean progress was the Southeastern District, where 30% had been reported emerged by week's end. Sorghum planting advanced to 42% complete, compared to 1% a year ago and 8% for the five-year average. The advancement in the maturity of the 2012 soft red winter wheat crop is on a record pace, with 57% of the heads being reported as filled. This compares with 5% reported on this date last year and for the five-year averages. 20% of the crop was also reported as turning yellow. The winter wheat crop was rated as mostly good to excellent condition. Red clover, pastures, and alfalfa were all rated in mostly good condition, and the first cutting of alfalfa advanced to 42% complete, compared to 3% last year and 6% for the five-year average. This has been Brad Schwab with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
The American Soybean Association is pleased with the Senate Ag Committee's work throughout the Farm Bill process and urges speedy Senate consideration of the legislation. American Soybean Association Vice President Richard Wilkins says the committee's Farm Bill will serve not only the needs of soybean farmers, but the entire farming community.
We believe this bill provides important risk management tools and funding for export promotion, energy, bio-based products, and research. And research is very important. It's every industry knows that research is the future of their industry. This legislation also will help agriculture to do its part to address the nation's budget deficits. Farmers and ranchers are willing to do their fair share to address our nation's fiscal problems, but America's investments in food, agriculture, and conservation should not be cut disproportionately.
Wilkins says the Senate Ag Committee passed Farm Bill contains a number of ASA priorities for soybean farmers.
The bill includes a revenue-based risk management program that's equitable between crops. It will partially offset losses incurred at either the farm level or the county level. Some other key features of the bill include its consolidation of the multiple conservation programs, targeting of conservation funding toward conservation measures on working lands versus land retirement, authorization and funding for the new Foundation for Food and Agriculture, full funding of the Foreign Market Development Program and the Market Access Program, and mandatory funding for ASA's two energy title priorities, the Bio-Based Market Program and the Biodiesel Education Program.
The American Soybean Association will continue to work with the Senate Ag Committee to enact an effective farm bill, Wilkins says, as it moves to the Senate floor. The association supports timely Senate approval of the bill in order to expedite the process of enacting new farm legislation as soon as possible in 2012. Unmanned aircraft, which are being widely used by the military, also have agricultural applications. North Dakota State University ag engineer John Nowatsky says From Battlefield to Farm Field is the title of a presentation he will make later this month.
We're going to really focus on current applications, for one. Then we're going to talk about the issues of why there's such a slow adoption rate in agriculture. Then we'll focus on some potential applications that we're going to talk about. You know, the obvious one is field scouting, but the same could be used pretty effectively in ranching with scouting animals and scouting rangeland and pastures.
Nowatsky will be speaking on the 22nd at an unmanned aircraft systems conference in Grand Forks, North Dakota. The summer grilling season is upon us, and the Pork Checkoff is promoting barbecue with a special collaboration, Pork Checkoff spokesperson Pamela Johnson explains.
Kingsford Charcoal, they've been a partner with us in the past, and in an effort to reach top influencer culinary media, we are partnering with them for the annual Memphis in May barbecue competition coming up later this month, and they are hosting some top media there and actually going to conduct what they call their Kingsford University, and as I said, we're partnering with them in that effort to kind of educate that media on barbecuing, in this instance, ribs. And actually that group of editors is going to then combine to actually compete in the annual competition. They're going to join together as a team and submit some great barbecued ribs for the competition.
Johnson says the Memphis in May event is an excellent way to showcase pork.
There's a lot of pork out there anyway without us being there, but from a consumer standpoint, but in this case, it's a great backdrop for bringing those culinary folks, the media there, and letting them see, again, how much pork is loved by consumers, and then giving them an opportunity to basically put pork top of mind with themselves and to share it with their readers. We're also bringing one of our top bloggers that we have worked with in the past, and he's going to participate in the editor event as well and be a part of that team. So we'll get some extra blogging and consumer messaging out of that effort as well.
Memphis in May begins on Thursday, continues through Sunday. Providing the culinary experts and experience delivers more results for the Pork Checkoff.
We find that the more experience, pork experience that we give to editors and media in a way to kind of bring the subject to life, the better it is for them to be able to personalize, say, a story or coverage, and we'll keep it top of mind. And we may not get something right away, but it may come to fruition later on when they recall that experience. So we feel it's a great investment in our time and dollars to make sure they get the experience and hear what we have to say about the subject.
For more information, you can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center. Go to pork.org. Right now, we'll update the hog markets. We join University of Missouri livestock economist Dr. Ron Plain.
Well, it's May, and normally hog prices are moving higher this time of year, but that wasn't the case this week. Unfortunately, about a dollar lower on hog prices than the week before. We're looking at carcass prices, direct delivered to the plant, around $75 per 100 pounds of carcass. Terminal market prices on a live weight basis in the lower 50s. Now, a bit of good news, cutout value did move higher, about $2 higher on pork cutout. We're back above $80 per 100 weight of carcass. For the first time since March, that is certainly good news and likely to eventually translate into some higher hog prices. Futures market basically steady to a bit higher this week on prices there. As far as weights, live weights, bears and gilts in Iowa, Minnesota last week, 276.7 pounds, up 6/10 of a pound from the week before, up 5 pounds from the same week a year ago. The 24th consecutive week that weights have been up, and that's putting extra pork on the market then, and part of the reason for the lackluster prices we've been looking at. USDA updated their forecast for this year. They're now predicting that pork production this year 2.3% higher than last year, and next year another 2.3% growth. Now, if we get that kind of growth, more pork's going to keep pressure on prices. And finally, hog slaughter for the week up slightly from the week before and about 5% higher than the same week a year ago. So as long as production stays very high, it's going to be tough to generate a big rally in hog prices.
And that was University of Missouri livestock economist Dr. Ron Plain. Our guest on the AM Live program Monday morning was Jacinta Kern of Raymond. She's a beekeeper. She explained the importance of the queen to a hive of bees.
With the queen bee, she lays 1,500 to 2,000 eggs a day. And that's her job, is to lay the eggs. Workers, all the bees are female except the drones. So workers can lay eggs, but they will only be drones. So if you lose the queen, you will eventually only have drones in there and the colony will die off. So they have to have a queen, otherwise they'll all die.
You say the queen lays about how many eggs per day?
1,500 to 2,000.
Per day?
Per day.
Over how many days? I mean, she does not do that her entire lifetime, does she?
Yeah.
She does.
After she mates, she lays that many eggs a day. Unless some queen, if they start dwindling down how many eggs they lay, then you need to requeen, or the bees will requeen for you.
And it's coming up on 6:35 on this Tuesday morning. Once again, the DTN general opening call. Later this morning, expect corn to open about a nickel higher, beans 18 to 20 higher, and wheat 6 to 7 higher. The overnight crude oil market, 9 cents lower at 94.67. The Brent crude, 57 cents higher at 112.14. The June gold contract, $2.60 lower at $1,558.40. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro.